Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's all kinds of things that you can do when it comes to spring cleaning, both big and small. Perhaps one of the more involved ones is your chimney and also your heating and cooling system. So we figured we'd talk to somebody that has some knowledge about that. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Hope you're well today. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to chat with you. You know, we, a personal aside, had your crew at Lindemann come and do some work for us. Actually, probably the last 12 or 14 months, chimney liners and new gas log kits that were installed, and we absolutely love it. It's great. But, you know, now we're getting into spring, and maybe people aren't thinking about their fireplaces anymore, but your point is that this would be a great time to call you guys to get that all cleaned out.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Spring is a really good time to take care of your fireplace and your chimney, getting that cleaned up after a long, cold winter of use. The system is as dirty as it's ever going to be this time of year. All of that burning of wood is putting a lot of, you know, creosote and residue on the fireplace system and then the flue. We feel like spring is the best time to get rid of all of those smelly odors, clean that fireplace up, and not wait until the fall, which is typically when people start thinking about using their fireplace.
Right.
But as we know, waiting till the fall puts us up against a shortened season for other types of repairs. And, of course, we get super busy and backed up as we head into October, November, when the weather turns. So spring is a super great time. We get your fireplace cleaned up. We get it smelling good. And if there's anything we have to address, we have the summer months to schedule any remediation work or repairs.
I think it's important for people, too, to remember that with any kind of work that you're going to have done in your home, it all just takes longer to get people there because so many people are having work done. Oh, I want to do this, that, you know, you don't want people to be surprised if they wait till the fall and then all of a sudden you say, well, you know, we can get there in 8 weeks or whatever. That's not going to make anybody happy. And so a little bit of preparation now could really save you a lot of pain down the line.
Yeah, and what a lot of people realize or don't maybe realize until we're out there is, you know, most chimneys, especially in the Chicagoland area, are made of masonry products, right? You've got a brick chimney that's coming out of your roof that's venting probably a hot water tank, a furnace, and maybe your fireplace. And any wear and tear that has occurred on that chimney structure is going to require a masonry crew and masonry setup. And, you know, it's hard to do masonry work in below freezing weather.
Right.
So if people wait until the week before Thanksgiving to call us to look at their chimney and have it cleaned, and we notice masonry issues, it's just tough to manage Mother Nature and get scaffolding and a crew out there to address masonry work in the wintertime. So another reason we like to visit customers this time of year is because, you know, if we are going to address a repair that takes, you know, a little bit of a setup and some cooperation with Mother Nature, this is a good time to do it.
I want to talk a little bit about your crews. I've mentioned, you know, countless times on this radio show that, you know, I was doing business with Lindemann Chimney a long, long time ago, long before I was on the radio, long before you were advertisers. And I mentioned that you had just come out to do some work for us at a home. And we were like three guys working on a chimney liner and doing all this work. And I had the chance to talk with these gentlemen that were working, and they were super knowledgeable. They really were answering. You know, of course, I had a million questions because I want to learn as well, you know, what's going on. But the training and what you have as far as your technicians doing this work is really important and gives you guys the ability to do really good work.
Yeah, we're in a pretty niche trade, and you know that from working in and around the trades. There's an apprentice program that most of the trades follow. We do the same. There's not a specific trade school for chimney sweeps. There's some accreditations and some certificate programs that we send all of our guys through. But so they'll get a certificate and they'll have a certification that is recognized in the industry, but that's something that can be done in a matter of a couple of months of some book training and a little bit of classroom. The larger piece of that is when we're taking a young man that or a young woman that wants to get into the trades and learn what to do relative to the chimney business. We bring those folks on and we'll work with them on repair crews and on install crews and shadowing our chimney technicians for at least 12 months before they start going out and would be in a position to start diagnosing and helping put proposals together and try to come up with, you know, resolution to the issues that people are having.
Mm-hmm.
So this year right now, I'm starting to talk to candidates that we are, in our minds, thinking that they're going to be the class of 2023 and possibly the class of 2024 newly minted certified chimney sweeps. So in the interim, they will do countless hours in the field and lots of classroom instruction. And we have been using those methods of training over a period of months and in some cases years to get these folks qualified. In all cases, anybody that is on some of these install crews and repair crews is a seasoned veteran by the time they're out there, you know, leading those installs and designing, you know, resolution on
right,
the projects.
Right.
So it's we're really proud of it. We spend a lot of time training. We have, you know, education every single week here, whether it's safety or technical or just even, you know, customer service care, and we put a lot of focus on that every single week with our crew.
Another area of spring cleaning is your HVAC system, and you guys just year three launched a full service HVAC division of your company, Lindemann Heating and Cooling, as part of Lindemann Chimney. That's an area, too, that people should consider about if their air conditioner was giving them a hard time, to have you guys come out and take a look.
Yeah, so for a long time, we had imagined adding that service. It's a really good complimentary seasonal service for us to do. We finally did that a couple of years ago. This is our third year with full-time service technicians. We've got about five or six trucks now that are dedicated just to the heating and cooling aspect. We are, you know, covering the same service area as the chimney business. We're out there right now getting ready for Mother Nature to cooperate with us a little bit so that we can get to all of the air conditioning checkups.
Right.
We need the weather to be, I think, ambient on the low side of 60 degrees to go out there and do a good AC check.
Right.
But spring is the time where, you know, we're out there going through all of our customers that have a maintenance agreement, and we love customers to get on that because then we do all of the scheduling and the customer communication to get a thorough, complete check of their AC systems prior to the hot months coming up. So we do that starting this time of year. And then as summer winds down, well before we get cold nights, we're out there doing furnace checks and looking at those systems and getting those cleaned and those ready so that when that first frosty night comes, the furnace is up and operating. So we really believe in generating a lot of customer involvement into our maintenance programs, because where people may not feel like they use their fireplace enough to use us to come out there and clean it every year, everybody's using AC year in and year out, and everybody's using their furnace year in and year out.
Right.
So those are two fundamental things that we would rather be in front of on a preventive maintenance thing, and going out there and doing checks and thorough inspections, so that, you know, when we have that first muggy day in May, your air conditioning is working without a problem, and the same thing happens in September when you fire up the furnace for the first time.
Sounds like you've got plenty to offer when it comes to spring cleaning ideas for our audience, whether it's chimney cleaning and inspections or new liners or furnace repairs, air conditioning maintenance, as well as new installation of products as well. How do people, Michael, get a hold of you folks for any one of these different projects that you can help accomplish?
Yeah, thanks, Lou. The best way, as always, is just find us online, lindeman.com. You can book an appointment for any of our services right on your phone or right from your computer on your desktop, and pick a day on the calendar that works for you, and we'll email you a confirmation and get you on the schedule.
Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. Michael Bodart, president of Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. That's a mouthful, but it all fits on the sticker. Michael, it's always nice to speak with you. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks so much, Lou. Have a great day.